Hi there. My name is Rory Clark, and I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. And I have a question for you. Why don't you give God another chance? That's the focus of these 10-minute lessons. You can give God another chance. And today's lesson is, where is the love? Go back to church. Do you go to church? If not, why not? I know people. Here's what some people have to say about why they no longer go to church. For 35 years, I have struggled to go to church. I'm not a singer. I'm a bit of an introvert. And every week, I force myself to fit in and to be part of several church groups. And it finally dawned on me that God was not asking this sacrifice of me, and I have stopped going. For the first time in years, I am actively enjoying being a follower of Jesus and have tremendous peace, joy, and happiness. It's as though I have been set free to live my life and I no longer feel depressed. I feel like I'm serving God properly at long last by being a peaceful, loving, kind presence in the world rather than a depressed, harassed bundle of nerves. I have learned a lot from church, but in the end, for my sanity, I had to leave. You see, people is the reason that many people don't go to church, but I ask, where is the love? And what I mean by that is the unconditional love. What would the Lord Jesus Christ have to say about this lady's assertion that being on her own and away from church was a really good idea? Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48 say this: "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I, the Lord Jesus Christ, say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." Matthew 5:46. "For if you love those who love you," and maybe you will, maybe you won't, that's a choice, "what reward do you have? Don't even tax collectors do the same?" Matthew 5:47. "If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Don't even Gentiles do the same?" And that is a reference to unbelievers. Matthew 5:48. "Therefore, you are to be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Here's another story about people issues at church. Why I don't go to church. I don't go to church because those people think they're better than me. They manipulate the masses for money. They look down their noses at me. I hate them. When I attend, I start feeling hate, frustration, anger, and I have to run out. I can't stand church. I went for 7 years. Then the church split and there was a lot of infighting by a bunch of phonies. I would like to find God. Hopefully, he is not like his church. People is the main reason why many people don't go to church. But I ask, where is the love? And by that I mean the unconditional love. What would the Lord Jesus Christ have to say about this? Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 to 25 say this: "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to unconditional love and good deeds." That's what happens when we're around each other. We can stimulate each other to unconditional love and good deeds. Hebrews 10:25, "Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more encouraging one another as you see the day draw near." You know, that's probably one of the most abused set of verses about the matter of why you ought to be in church, but it really makes the point. And the point is this: you have to acknowledge that you don't do anything alone as well as you do it with other people. So why sit at home? Why not go to church? Where is the unconditional love on your part? Because for every one of the stories like these, I can tell you a personal horror story why I shouldn't go to church, and about why I should have resigned as a pastor a long time ago. The stories would involve betrayal by my children, betrayal by some of my best friends, betrayal by deacons, betrayal by people who lived in my home, and the depth of detail that I could share and the pain and the scars that I could show you that were inflicted would make you want to vomit. So why am I still at church? I'm still at church because of deacons like Denny Goodall, whom I trust with my life. I can call on him at any time of the day or night, and he is there for me. I am still here because of people like Larry Collins, who moved his entire family across the country to study with me, and each one of them is doing something in this ministry to make my life easier. Because of people like Susie Embry, who is a friend and a confidant and a servant, who's always finding new ways to serve the congregation. Because of people like Tommy and Donna Chin, who without their financial support and their friendship, Barah Ministries might not even be a ministry that could stay open. Because of people like John and Monica Miller, who host an annual conference in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, to bring the truth of the Word of God to people in other parts of the country. Because of people like June Murphy, who writes and sings her heart out for this ministry. Because of people like Tracy Bixby, whose idea it was to bring this lesson to you. And I could go on and on about members in my congregation, and I hope they won't feel slighted that I didn't mention everyone. I just have 10 minutes here. But for every 10 people who have hurt me, who think they're better than me, who look down their noses at me, who make me want to give up, there is one person who makes me want to stay. And if it were only one person, I would still want to come to church, and I would still stay, and I would still be a pastor. The Lord Jesus Christ could tell you stories about how he has been mistreated by people, but he didn't stop teaching. He didn't stop going out among people. He didn't stop loving his creatures unconditionally, and he still went to the cross for all of them. So, where is the love? See, people in a church near you need you, and they need your spiritual gift. And God expects you to reflect him. You cannot do that at home. Go back to church. Let me feel the love, unconditional love. And if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That is www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Please join us and keep on giving God another chance. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.